It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Julia Roberts talked about her famous hairy armpit picture from 1999. Julia Roberts spoke to Busy Phillips on her new show about the famous internet picture from the 1999 premiere of her film Notting Hill that showed her unshaven armpit.
Do we have to?
Yes.
I think I just hadn't really calculated my sleeve length and the waving and how those two things would go together and reveal personal things about me. So it wasn't so much a statement as it's just part of the statement I make as a human on the planet.
I feel that so hard.
Wait, are you not shaving your pits?
If you wanted to see them right now, like, I definitely wouldn't want you to take a picture of them. Let's just say that.
Wow, okay. Interesting.
Kendall Jenner was seen hanging out with her ex-boyfriend Ben Simmons this weekend, leading to rumors that the two are back together. They were seen getting into a vehicle together after his game, the Philadelphia 76ers game in Los Angeles when they played the Clippers in Philly this past week. And sources say the model and the Sixers star headed to a bowling alley after the game where they celebrated the 76ers win and were seen having fun. Whatever that means.
I like to have fun.
Yeah. And then Farrah Abram pleaded guilty to one misdemeanor count of resisting, delaying, or obstructing a peace officer stemming from her arrest in June in Beverly Hills. The Teen Mom OG star was arrested after she struck a male security officer at the Beverly Hills Hotel in the face with her forearm, grabbed his ear, and pushed him, resulting in minor injury. She pleaded guilty and sentenced to 2 years of summary probation and 5 days of community service or labor. And Abraham was also ordered to complete 12 hours of anger management, which she stated that she's already finished.
No, you didn't say. She's like, I already finished it.
Yeah. I have seen Teen Mom, and if there's one person on that show that needs it, it's her. And Pete Davidson made a joke about having to move back in with his mom and then talks about his breakup with Ariana Grande during the SNL weekend update.
So the midterm elections are obviously a huge deal. Mm-hmm. And after I had to move back in with my mom, I started paying attention to her. And the last thing I will say is, I know some of you are curious about the breakup, but the truth is, it's nobody's business, and sometimes things just don't work out, and that's okay. She's a wonderful, strong person, and I genuinely wish her all the happiness in the world. Now, please go vote on Tuesday, all right?
That makes my heart so happy. It almost makes me tear up. Like, I am fighting so hard for them to get back together. I've never wanted anyone in my life to get back together more so than these two.
Do you actually think that'll ever happen?
I think that there is hope. I really, truly do.
Live the web, girl. The hopeless romantic.
And then coming up next in the next garbage, an hour from now, there is a star that is saying the Me Too movement is very destructive for men. And that is garbage.
For more, go to RadioNowIndy.com.
Coming up next here on the Joe and Alex Show, if you have got some talent, if you know somebody that's talent, whether they write their own songs or they're just a really good performer, there's a really cool competition that they have this week to enter in, but they could actually perform in front of hundreds and thousands of people. We'll tell you about that in about 6 minutes here on the Joe and Alex Show.